This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Orangen, Klasse 1, je 2 Kilo Netz nur 2,79 Euro. Oder Philadelphia Frischkäse, je 195 Gramm für nur 1,19 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Joe Dombrowski. Coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Good morning, Shoehorn Carnival.
Shoehorn Carnival?
Shoehorn Carnival.
Yeah. I understand you only sell shoehorns there.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. Yeah.
Sure. We hey.
You guys. We got a sale.
Sounds like you're having a big sale today.
Oh no. Well, you know, it's every day's a sale day at Shoehorn Carnival.
Yeah. No, I've been to the shoe carnival up there. They got great shoes there. But you just have shoehorns.
Right. You see, we used to be the shoe tree carnival.
Uh huh.
Oh, really?
And that bombed. Yeah. So we figured.
We have a customer down. Aisle 7. Wait, don't let him get away. Tackle him.
The kids love this place.
Do they?
Yeah, you know, mom and dad bring in the kids because we have, for the kids, we have these two great characters here. We have, what's your name?
Horny the Clown.
Horny the Clown.
Okay, now.
Yeah, I used to be Shoehorny the Clown, but they shut me down.
And, of course, Horny the Clown hangs out with...
John Wayne Gacy?
Wait a minute. Here, say hi to the kids. I'm the Shoehornet. He's the Shoehornet. Yeah. Wait, hold on.
Kind of like the Green Hornet, except I hand out shoehorns to the kids.
Kind of a bad cough there.
I hate working here. This guy's got emphysema. I need asbestos or something. I don't know.
Shoehorn was out drinking last night.
What kind of the shoehorn?
Kind of smelled.
What kind of shoehorns do you have? You know, wacky ones. You know.
Well, we got real little ones. What's your name again?
Horny the Clown.
Horny the Clown. I handed out these real little ones for like doll size, like Barbie and Ken.
Yeah.
They're real small, and then we got these big guys. Yeah, we got this big one. We sold it actually last week. It's about a 10-foot shoehorn.
Yeah.
We sold it at some playground.
They do turn it into a slide?
Yeah, I think so. But anyway, come on out here and see the kids. They love the shoehornet. He's got this big stinger on the back. But don't worry, kids. It ain't real.
I just want to say.
Hang up on these idiots. Hang the phone up. I've had enough.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Tom. We've got a special guest.
He is a former kindergarten teacher. It's Joe Dombrowski. Now, did you ever teach at the level where they have to start writing stuff so you'd have to make them write your name out?
I'll never teach middle school again. That's where dreams go to die. It was the most chaotic mess I've ever taught in my life because they're just like ruthless, ruthless mean. Like I had a middle schooler too one time. He looked at me and he said, okay, I don't even know with you guys anymore. You say so much. I'm like, what can I get away with?
Oh, okay.
They said, he looked at me. He goes, Mr. D, you're nothing but a little bee.
Oh,
who's still sucking on your mama's teeth.
Whoa.
And I looked at him and I said, who told you? That is wrong.
Wow.
Now, you grew up in the Detroit area.
Yes.
Did you go to college in Michigan?
Central Michigan University, familiar. Mm-hmm. Bay City, Saginaw, Midland, Flint.
Say hello right now.
Yeah.
That's right there in the middle.
Yeah, Soaring Eagle Casino.
Lost
a lot of money there and did grab this new
addiction. What particular game does one play in the casino that you enjoy most?
I was raised to play craps at the young age of 7.
Nice.
And
that's Christie's game.
Love it.
You know, it's just a lead in with throwing dice against the wall, and the next thing you know, you're at the craps table.
Oh, yeah.
And then roulette, because it's just so easy. You don't have to think about it.
Everybody wins at roulette. Everybody can win at roulette.
Do they? I don't think they do.
You win, then you lose.
You win and you lose.
We were talking about gambling earlier because this is the peak gambling season.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we had some stats on the number of people who bet on the college basketball.
Yes, we did.
Story that Chick did not find interesting.
No, I didn't. I was going right along with the program until Josh started.
I was real bored.
Josh's defense, he doesn't care for basketball. So.
No, completely indifferent to it.
Yeah, I don't either. Mm-hmm.
I hold no ill will towards it. I'm not angry about anything.
Except you dislike people who enjoy.
That is not true.
Yeah, I heard.
Anybody who enjoys anything, I enjoy.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what's Mr. Dombrowski, what kind of activities do you enjoy? Let me.
Boy, does this feel like a congressional hearing?
I do feel like I'm going to say the wrong thing, and my career is going to be over in a blink of an eye.
No, I'm serious. I'm not going to say something like, do you bowl?
Mm.
Or do you enjoy Judy Garland movies?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I love a good pride and an orgy, too, Tom. What do you know?
Seriously, do you like to watch sports? Do you like to paint?
Love sports. Big in the March Madness right now, everyone. It is exhilarating. Tall men in short shorts. Could you believe that?
Is that what you wanted, Griswold?
I'm curious.
A big knitter, by the way, and I have 7 rescue pit bulls. I donate to Sarah McLachlan every month.
This I'm about to have a fun interview.
You are embarrassment to all of us.
No, my hobbies are redoing my house.
Oh,
we're very
fun,
handy.
Isn't it?
We have a lot of projects going on at the house, and it's fun. I live in an old mid-century modern.
Oh, hey, can I give you a tip here?
I don't know if I want it.
No. Yes, you do. No, you do. And Christy will back me up on this.
No, Christy?
Just give me the name of one of your projects. Don't give me any...
Kitchen.
Kitchen. Okay,
yeah,
now...
What are you...
When it just...
the name of one of my projects... expensive?
Yeah.
No, that's not the answer. When is it going to be done?
Hopefully in 6 months.
No, the answer is not the right answer. It'll be at least 2 years. What do you think, Christy?
Yeah, probably.
I might take a bath with the toaster. Yeah. I can't.
Are you having someone else do the work, or are you doing it yourself?
No, here's the thing. I married one of those people who can do anything.
Uh-huh.
Like, not even watch a YouTube video, just can do it.
Oh,
gosh. So we are doing it ourselves, which is great, but also, like, I don't want to. I don't want to. I want to get home. I want to have a cocktail. And I want to go to bed.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to, like, grout tile.
Right.
Yeah. Look at me.
This is going to take, time,
this is gonna take forever.
I mean, I look like I could be of heterosexual descent, but, honey, I am not.
And one night you come home, you have that martini, you look around, and, oh, the kitchen's done.
Yes.
It's great.
Let's
That's
hope.
The yeah. dream.
Let's.
Yeah. No, Christy, you'll get there. Christy's doing it right now. I just
yeah, it's horrible.
I went through a four-year build.
So we went through it every day. Oh, the hell's going to be done now?
No, you got it's a blessing that you guys you have the means and you have the ability to
yeah,
do
but
these things.
You can have all the means you want, but the time and the
lack of people showing up.
I've never heard more people complain about getting new nice things.
Oh my gosh, my large mansion took an extra month.
Yeah, it's hard. They bring the wrong color tile. Day's
oh,
ruined.
Oh, no.
Disaster.
The granite guy is a week later than he said he would be.
It's marble.
Nine-car garage.
Get it right.
I no, not granite, marble. And he was right on time, and I love my granite.
I told you we shouldn't put the gift shop over there on that side of the house.
So your hobby is redoing your house.
My hobby is project managing, okay? Is just like watching.
Now, in all truth, regardless of the nature of one's relationship,
of which the nature is homosexual. But okay. Yes.
That's a much more direct way of saying what I was trying to say.
Let me in.
yes, let
keeping,
him in.
Keeping a relationship intact while building a house or redecorating one is rough. I think it's interesting because when the guy painting hands you a divorce attorney's name, hey, just in case, most of my clients need this. It's tough because there's a lot of arguing and...
But don't you let the alpha decorator just do their thing?
No. I let Kelly make all the decisions.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And that's what Andy's doing.
That's what I mean.
Andy, I'll go, do you like this? He'll go, whatever you want, honey.
Now, where do you stand in this particular relationship with your man?
Well, I think we're just in a happier place because we look out our windows. We have beautiful views of the ocean and everything. And you guys look out your windows and you see corn. So we're just in a better spot.
That's what he's right. That sounded like a shot.
I wouldn't call it a shot. I would call it, a massacre.
Yes. Not one shot, but a machine gun spray.
There's a lack of water.
It's terrible.
Sorry, girls.
I'm trying to grow some corn next to the pool house. So we'll see.
I don't think your HOA will allow that.
Okay. Once again, welcome to the Bob and Tom program. If you're just joining us, we're sure having fun.
That hasn't done anything for a while.
And I think our guest Joe Dombrowski is regretting coming in, I think.
No.
And we're going to ask him to play a song for Pat.
Hold on, the Bailey's.
Or vice versa.
You mean Pat's going to play a song for Joe.
No, Pat's choking.
Are you switching to something, Pat? Is that what I've heard?
Giving us a little wagon wheel watusi, Pat.
That's right.
Thomas, stop that.
You're my wagon wheel.
Tom wants to hear the song that you inspired. You and Hoske. In the green room, with talking about
we're talking about heart problems. Yes, we were.
Where am I? We're talking about our divorces and heart problems.
Right.
Do you need your AARP card to
party
come on the show?
Yes, you do, you young whippersnapper.
I'm gonna sing now.
Thank you. Careful, you might hurt yourself.
I forgot my glasses, Joe.
Of course you did.
You're distracting me.
Well, take us away, Fraulein Maria. Let's do it.
They call me a hypochondriac. Think I'm having a heart attack. Ooh, I got a little freckle. Getting bigger on my back. Something's wrong with my right hand. Should I express my anal gland? Oh, I got that celiac. They say I'm a hypochondriac. This went over better yesterday.
Well.
Shut up, Tom.
Don't crap on your own song.
Chicks got glaucoma. I think I got it. Oh, Tom had a torn retina. I probably got two. Josh had appendicitis. And right wrist arthritis. So, and as much as I try to fight it, I think I have bursitis. I got to do a funny voice sometimes to get a laugh.
Thank you.
Bronchitis, meningitis, hepatitis. I Googled the symptoms. Joe, I'm pretty sure I'm their latest victim. Like a retired old-timer, I'm pretty sure I have Alzheimer's.
This is longer than I remember.
I fought it.
Can you longer.
Let Josh scatter. Maybe let Josh scatter verse.
Yeah, that's yeah.
The prelude to a funeral.
Now watch this. Josh, because he's such a smartass, is going to scat now.
Oh, you want a little bit of
Yeah, I didn't know you were in the
Put me in after scatting. Put me in, coach.
Oh. A rip zip doodle. And a flarzo binzabi.
Don't do that with your hand. That's
I have to do it with a hand.
Stop it. I'm fully erect.
A rumba zipple and a herbal dee. Rada dee da zirfers. Hip, hip, and a. Grabble this new.
All right, Chick, you got the slide whistle ready to
It wasn't even ready.
Not a slide. Where am I? People listen to this show?
No. They used to.
In what nursing home? This is insane.
Never took a lesson.
Grab the slide whistle, and he did.
Do the CF sound.
What do you got, Tom? Pull something out of your ass.
Yeah,
there's my capita, everyone. You hear it?
I'm producing this. Be quiet.
Oh. Am I hypochondriac?
Joe Dombrowski, we've got an accordion. We'll make you feel at home. play a polka.
I have a large kazoo. Do you want this?
This is insane. Why do you guys play the most phallic instruments around?
You're doing
someone's gonna pull an oboe out of their colon before I
throw him. Throw him the kazoo.
He doesn't want the kazoo.
I don't know. I don't need COVID again. Thank you.
Hypochondriac. Bet my arteries are lined with plaque, or it's not psychosomatic. I'm a psychomaniac. I have two big.
You're ruining it.
I have two big round lumps in my ball sack.
We just missed the one joke.
He finally gets a joke.
You're
over there dicking around.
He finally gets a joke.
He has lumps in his ball sack.
I heard it.
That could affect any of us.
See, two lumps.
Oh, sorry.
Not me.
Stop it. You have Tom Green on next. It's not funny.
I'm a hypo.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that big. Condry. Can you go to high joke?
I can't.
Rip it up and use
There you go. Thank you very much.
That good joke.
Wow.
Maybe the best morning radio I've ever done, if that's what we're calling this. This was a treat.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well. Oh, I don't know that I'm going to be able to make it to the show tonight.
Now, let's move forward here, Christy.
I don't think they'll be
dust
there.
Ourselves off. Yeah. We have comedian Joe Dombrowski joining us in the studio, but Christy's over at the...
Do you want to go back to the sleep thing, or are we done with that?
There's more?
Yeah.
Sleep hacks?
Some health experts say blue light emitted from our electronic devices disrupt our melatonin production and keep us awake, and...
That's a big thing that I doubted very much.
No, I'm a big believer in this.
Me well, too. Dr. Gratister said this too is a myth, Josh.
Oh,
I don't trust this doctor anymore.
He said, my research team has found that electronics do not have a significant impact on sleep.
It's not him, it's his research team.
If a regular bedtime aligned with someone's natural sleep-wake cycle is maintained. So there is a caveat, but yeah. Huh. He added, you still need to wind down before bed with more passive activities like watching TV or listening to a podcast.
I see. All right.
Just because a book is on an electronic device doesn't make... I see no difference.
Yeah, I kind of see what you're saying there. I guess mine's more mental. Like if you're doom scrolling, it's just not good for you.
Right. It gets into your head and then you're... Yeah.
It depends. Yeah, it depends what you're watching. You don't want to watch the news under any circumstances.
No. There's also a difference between having your phone right up to your face and watching a TV on a wall 9 feet away, right?
Yeah.
I would think.
And then finally, the phenomenon wherein couples sleep in separate beds or bedrooms called a sleep divorce.
What?
Dr. Gratiser approves of this trend.
As do I.
Saying there is strong evidence that factors like movement, noise, and temperature imbalances from a bed partner can disrupt your sleep quality. Well, that makes sense.
That's, of course, that's become a big thing. The term sleep divorce, I think, is kind of stupid.
A bit dramatic.
Right.
Yeah.
Really? It cost me $250,000.
That was a real
No, laugh it up. Yeah, go ahead.
I wonder if there'd be any... This is going to get me in trouble.
Oh, lay it on.
Do you think that would be different with the statistically with gay couples?
Mm. What's that?
Well, we don't sleep. We just do coke and ketamine. So.
He deserves that.
I know, right? I think I got here.
Poppers,
right?
I don't care.
He deserves
it. Poppers? How did you know about that?
You know how I know.
I did know because I saw your asshole dragging behind you. Can you say asshole?
No, you can't.
You can now. You can say any damn thing you want.
We're off the air. We've been off the air for 10 minutes.
Yeah. We don't want to know where that can start.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Genug bist. Wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.